In the 1950s, millions of Americans enthusiastically avowed that I like Ike. Today, we are told to be like Mike. The differences are instructive. In the 50s, people admired role models like Dwight D. Eisenhower for their substantial contributions to the common good. In the 90s, we admire people like Michael Jordan, not because they contribute to the common good, but because they are uncommonly good at games like basketball. The Gatorade ad invites us to be like Mike. Like many ads, this one adds. It adds implied characteristics to the physical attributes of the commodity being touted. In this case, Gatorade offers us more than liquid refreshment. It offers us liquid personalities. The implied promise of the celebrity endorsement is that we can cure our own nobodiness by being like somebody who is somebody. Like other celebrity endorsements, this one suggests that we can control our human being by our human buying. If we buy this hairspray that Cindy Crawford uses, we'll be like her. Indeed, perhaps as importantly, we'll be liked like her. Like Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman, we need to be well-liked. Because we're often unsure of the value of our everyday work and lives, we sometimes need the reassurance that a celebrity likeness can give. So Gatorade tells Dr. America to be like Mike. But what exactly does that mean? Dr. America, who likes Mike, can't quite fathom how to be like Mike. Michael Jordan, for example, is highly skilled at throwing an inflated sphere through a slightly larger hoop. Defensively, he prevents other men from doing the same thing. At both ends of the basketball court, Jordan excels at rebounding, a skill that comes into play when players fail to put the sphere in the circle. And at both ends of the court, Jordan displays grace and quickness, plus an ability to jump tall buildings in a single bound. To be like Mike, then, might be to possess these skills. Dr. America does play basketball, but not quite like Mike, and no amount of Gatorade is likely to improve his game to Mike's level. But then, the ad doesn't say, play basketball like Mike. It says, be like Mike. So perhaps it means something more personal. Like Mike, Dr. America is a man, but he suspects this isn't what Gatorade has in mind. Dr. America is almost as tall as Mike, but Mike is vastly more admired than Dr. America. Dr. America is not black like Mike, and it seems unlikely that he ever will be. Dr. America might shave his head like Mike, but somehow the effect just wouldn't be the same. Dr. America could wear earrings like Mike, but he doubts that such adornment would improve his life. In fact, when he thinks about it, Dr. America is already personally like Mike in almost all the ways he's likely to be. Does be like Mike then mean drink Gatorade like Mike? The ads don't say so, but even if they did, that would be impossible too. Dr. America can drink Gatorade, but not like Mike, because Mike gets paid to drink it, while Dr. America has to pay for the privilege. The sober truth of the celebrity endorsement, of course, is that we can't be like Mike. And if we could, we wouldn't want to, because then, sadly, Mike would be too much like us. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, guzzling Gatorade, but still unlike Mike.